בסייעתא דשמיא, אדוני שפתי תפתח, ופי אגיד תהי לשכה. Hashem knows all of our thoughts and all of our needs. And the question then arises, why should I pray for anything? Because if Hashem knows exactly what I need and will come through for me in exactly the way that I need according to what's best for me, why should I pray for anything to be different? Although this might be a good question, as discussed many times, if we use our own perspective, there could be many different answers, sometimes right, sometimes wrong. However, we always opt to follow Hashem's guidance, Hashem's perspective, which is portrayed in the Torah and throughout all the Torah commentaries. It is very clear from the Torah that we have a mitzvah to pray for our needs, whether we understand it or whether we don't. We find throughout Torah literature many personalities that were unable to have children, and although they could have just accepted their situation, they nevertheless chose to pray to Hashem to send them their desired request to have a child. And there are many examples for this in the Torah, that it is a mitzvah to pray for the things that we desire to have. However, it is also important not to forget the fundamental starting point that Hashem does know everything that we need. Because sometimes we might feel anxious, did I express my prayer in the most perfect way? We do have a mitzvah to make our maximum effort to pray in the right way. And in fact, Torah sources do teach that we are to make our highest effort in verbalizing and outlining all the details to what we are requesting from Hashem. However, at the same time, to realize that Hashem only expects of us to make our maximum effort. And at the same time, we are to humble ourselves and realize that even if we make our maximum effort, we can still not do it in the perfect way because we are imperfect beings. When we ask Hashem for something, we might leave out many of the details that are actually of paramount importance. Just because of our limited nature, maybe we forgot, or maybe we didn't realize the importance to ask about other details. Again, our expectation is not to bring about any desired result. Our expectation is to make our maximum effort in doing so. And in the same vein, when we live with this fundamental principle, realizing and internalizing that Hashem, of course, knows everything that we might need even before we have verbalized, so we are able to also focus our energies on the highest form of prayer. The Torah commentaries teach that there are many chambers in the heavenly worlds, and depending on what our prayer consists of, our prayer is directed to a specific chamber in the heavenly worlds. We are taught that there are angels appointed over each of the chambers, and sometimes they can be strict in their judgment of why a certain prayer of ours should be prevented from making its way into a certain chamber. However, there is one chamber which the angels have absolutely no jurisdiction to, and this chamber is exclusively managed by Hashem himself without any opportunity for the angels to get involved whatsoever. And we are taught that this is the chamber of gratitude. When we express our gratitude to Hashem for the areas he has come through for us, that itself is a catalyst for Hashem to thereafter answer our prayers that we might not even have verbalized, because Hashem now sees our appreciation and says, oh, you think that was a gift? I'll show you what a real gift is. And through our thanking Hashem, we bring about all of our needs, even the ones that have not been verbalized. Of course, the ultimate reason we thank Hashem should not be to bring about the fringe benefits of the other things that we need. However, it is inspiring and motivating to realize that when we do thank Hashem, that merit extends to even unrelated areas to what I'm thanking Hashem about, and brings about Hashem answering our prayers, sending our salvations and our success.